Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. Today, we're diving into something super important. Setting healthy boundaries with family. You know, those amazing people who love us unconditionally, but sometimes, well, let's just say they can push our buttons, right? Ever feel like you're constantly walking on eggshells around certain relatives? You know that feeling when your aunt asks about your dating life for the 100th time, even though you've politely said it's not something you want to discuss? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing. Setting boundaries isn't about being selfish or creating distance. It's about protecting your mental and emotional well-being. It's about respecting yourself and your needs just as much as you respect theirs. Think of it like this. Boundaries are like fences around our gardens. They help us cultivate a healthy space where we can grow and thrive without feeling overrun by weeds or unwanted visitors. All right, let's get into 5 key takeaways that will help you build those strong, healthy boundaries with your family members. First up, recognize the need. You got to acknowledge that boundaries are essential for a happy and healthy relationship, even with your loved ones. It's not about avoiding conflict. It's about preventing unnecessary drama and stress. Remember, saying no doesn't make you a bad person. It makes you someone who values their own well-being. Second, be clear and specific. Vague boundaries are like those flimsy chain-link fences, easily breached. When communicating your needs, be direct and articulate. Instead of saying, "I need some space," try something like, "I'd love to catch up later this week, but I need some quiet time tonight." Specificity helps avoid misunderstandings and sets clear expectations. Third, practice assertive communication. This doesn't mean being aggressive or demanding. It means expressing your needs confidently and respectfully. Use I statements like, "I feel overwhelmed when," or "It's important to me that." This helps you take ownership of your feelings and communicate them effectively. Think of it as having a conversation, not a confrontation. Fourth, be consistent. Boundaries aren't one-time conversations. They require ongoing effort and reinforcement. If someone consistently crosses your boundaries, gently but firmly remind them of your limits. Remember, consistency shows you're serious about taking care of yourself. Finally, don't be afraid to adjust. As your life changes and evolves, so too might your boundaries. It's okay to re-evaluate and make adjustments as needed. Life is fluid, and boundaries should be flexible enough to accommodate those changes. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's constantly bombarded with questions about her career plans from her well-meaning but overly involved mother. Every family gathering becomes an interrogation, leaving Sarah feeling drained and stressed. She tries politely deflecting the questions, but they keep coming back. Finally, she decides to set a boundary. "Mom, I appreciate your concern, but I'm choosing not to discuss my career plans right now. Let's focus on enjoying this time together." Sarah's mom might be surprised at first, but over time, Sarah's consistency and clear communication pave the way for healthier interactions. Sarah feels more relaxed and confident during family gatherings, and her relationship with her mom strengthens because they're able to connect on a deeper level beyond career aspirations. So, remember, setting boundaries is a gift you give yourself. A gift of peace, self-respect, and healthy relationships. Don't wait for those weeds to take over your garden. Start cultivating those strong fences today. Remember these key takeaways. Boundaries are essential. Be clear and specific. Practice assertive communication. Be consistent and adjust as needed. Go out there, set those boundaries, and watch your relationships blossom. Want to share your own boundary-setting stories or struggles? Head over to our social media pages and join the conversation. Don't forget to subscribe for daily doses of dopamine decluttering. See you tomorrow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.